I'd Give Anything. Written by Aria Larendiere and read by Litra. A supernatural Gabriel Sam fic. Rated teen. With additional tags for mentions of character sacrifice, not permanent, grace bindings, witches, Gabriel being a bamf, and Sam being a smartass. Summary. Gabriel's oblivious, no matter how many hints Sam drops. So, when he finally has to do the unthinkable, even though he has a plan, sort of, Gabriel gets a clue.
So, of course, I challenged Thor to a drinking contest. And let me tell you, you do not challenge Norse gods to a drinking contest. Greek gods? Sure. Roman gods? They have sticks so far up their asses, it's almost like they have no tolerance at all. But Norse gods? It's an art form. Sam laughed and took another sip of his beer. So, who's the best? Gabriel thought about it for a moment. If pushed, I'd say probably Thor. But you know who always drunk us under the table? Tell me. Lady Sif. Don't let the fact that she's a goddess throw you. She knew how to pace herself. So, quite often, we would all end up in varying states of inebriation, while she was basically unaffected, Gabriel said, grinning at him. Sam smiled back at Gabriel, feeling his chest constrict. Maybe you can take me out for drinks one of these days and tell me more? No need to make a special occasion of it. What do you want to know?
He bit back a sigh and grinned, quizzing Gabriel more on his days as Loki. Sam knew he needed to learn to take a hint, but he couldn't help it. He would eventually. Sam sighed and pushed his fingers into his hair, stretching out on the bed. He gave a fleeting tug to his hair and told himself it would just be better to give up already. Gabriel had spent the entire evening telling him about any history event he asked about, but had refused his offer to go get dinner. Instead, he'd insisted on snapping up burgers before popping off for the evening.
You realize you're a hopeless girl, right?
Sam looked over at Dean.
Oh, fuck off. Just tell him.
What, like you've told Cass?
Sam scoffed. Dean flushed. Why don't you just tell him already?
He picked up the remote and turned on the TV. Sam turned his attention to the TV. He's ignored every hint I've given so far. He's probably just trying to figure out how to let me down.
Or you're being 50 shades of too damn subtle, and all you really need to do is just pin him to a wall.
Dean took a sip of his beer and smirked. Sam grinned. Maybe you need to take your own damn advice, Dean.
Dean often offers advice that he has no intention of following. I know that you are aware of this, Sam,
Cass said, looking at Dean.
Dean swallowed hard, looking up at Cass. Though I was not here to hear what advice Dean was imparting, Castiel turned to look at Sam. Was it pertinent?
Sam stood with a laugh. Yeah, Cass, it's about as pertinent as it gets. Ask Dean what his advice was. Better yet, ask him to show you. He headed to the door and grinned as he heard Cass start questioning Dean before he managed to shut the door behind him.
What's so funny, Sasquatch?
Gabriel asked, leaning against the wall of the hotel. Sam turned to Gabriel and smiled at him.
Dean and Cass, as usual.
Gabriel raised an eyebrow.
Oh?
Yeah, being their usual stupid selves. Sam swallowed and looked over to Gabriel.
Want to go grab something to eat?
Nah, I just wanted to pop by and see how you were doing. I've got tricks to play, people to prank, the usual.
Gabriel winked at Sam.
See you later, kiddo.
With a snap, Gabriel was gone. Sam sighed and looked up at the sky. Damn it. He needed to stop trying.
Well, well, well. The famous Winchester brothers and their pet angel. Who would have thought you would be so easy to catch? a low voice purred.
Sam grunted and struggled against the ropes, looking over to Dean and Cass. The handcuffs, carved with Enochian symbols, were similar to the ones in their dungeon. It also meant that Cass had no grace to draw from, and was steadily bleeding out over the floor due to the knife sticking out of his side. Cass!
Now, no one said you could talk, sweetheart.
Sam opened his mouth to shout, but no sound escaped. Damn it! He looked over to Dean, and saw the same helpless look. Sam closed his eyes and prayed. Gabriel, if you were ever going to pick a time to help us out, now would be it. Cass is dying, please.
Well, what do we have here?
Gabriel sauntered out and put his hands into his pockets. Didn't everyone ever tell you that you needed to ask before you bartered someone else's toys? The witch turned and snarled at him.
Go away, trickster. I've caught them fair and square, and I will make them pay.
Gabriel smirked and snapped a lollipop into existence, taking a moment to unwrap it.
See, I've got a few problems with that. They're mine.
She narrowed her eyes. You think you can take them from me?
Oh, I know I can. Gabriel looked at his fingernails. I could destroy you with a thought, but I won't. I will be far more...
His eyes glinted as he stared at her and stalked closer.
Deliberate about your death. Comes with the trickster territory, you know.
She laughed.
Trickster, if you think you can defeat me, you are sadly mistaken.
Gabriel smirked again. No, I'm not.
He raised his hand and snapped. The sound echoing in the room. Sam fell forward onto his knees and immediately rushed towards Cass, Dean beating him there.
Cass, don't worry, you're gonna be fine, don't worry.
Dean cupped Cass's face in his hands and stared at him, swallowing hard.
Gabriel will fix you up, and you'll be fine.
Dean, I...
Shh, don't talk. Gabriel will heal you up, don't worry.
Dean said, forcing a smile onto his face.
Let's get those cuffs off of you.
Sam turned away to tell Gabriel that Cass needed him and needed him now, and blinked. The witch was in midair, hovering, and Gabriel was circling her slowly, speaking too quietly for him to hear.
Gabriel!
Gabriel jerked his attention back to Sam and snapped again, letting the witch disappear. He walked over and knelt down next to Castiel. With another snap, the knife was gone.
Let me see those cuffs.
I'll get them off.
No, you won't, Gabriel cautioned as he studied the markings on them.
These are just as dangerous to humans as they are to angels.
He looked up to Cass. Can you feel your grace and just not reach it, or is it gone? Cass blinked a few times at Gabriel.
Gone. It's just out of reach. I can see it.
His voice was rougher than usual, and he shivered.
Cold. I'm cold, Gabriel.
Dean immediately sat behind his angel and wrapped his arms around Cass.
Don't worry, I'll keep you warm.
He whispered against Cass's shoulder, feeling him relax a fraction.
Sam!
Sam looked to Gabriel and bit down the urge to make a joke about their brothers when he saw how serious Gabriel's face was.
Yeah? After I get these cuffs off Cass, you're going to have to leave me here. I won't be able to get out of them.
No way in hell, Sam shot back.
You don't understand, Sam. These are specifically designed to kill an angel, Gabriel said quietly, hovering his fingers over Cass's wrist. In order to take them off, I have to take them on. They transition from wearer to wearer.
Sam swallowed hard, desperation curling in his stomach. There has to be a way to take them off.
There is. You die. Then they fall off.
Gabriel cleared his throat.
It'll take them a couple thousand years to kill me.
But your grace...
Sam!
Gabriel interrupted. Let me do this for Cass. He closed his eyes and began to chant quietly under his breath. Sam watched the handcuffs unlock from around Cass's wrists and then appear on Gabriel's. The archangel's voice shook with pain until he finished the chant. Sam reached out to touch Gabriel on the shoulder.
Gabriel?
Shit. This is... shit.
Gabriel grunted, blood starting to run down his hands. He sucked in a breath.
Not designed for archangels. Shit.
Gabriel, can you control your grace? Gabriel shook his head.
Cass, get them out of here. I'm going to level this entire building. Quick, now!
He ordered. We aren't leaving you, Sam said, looking around the room. Desperate for anything that could tell him how to take these things off, Gabriel.
You are going to leave, and you are going to let me Angel out. I might survive it, I might not.
It matters, Sam shouted, glaring at Gabriel. It matters, damn it!
Sam, Castiel interrupted, we must go. Gabriel does not have control over his grace right now.
Sam looked from Dean to Cass, and then back to Gabriel, and knelt in front of the trickster, tears gathering in his eyes.
I'm not leaving you.
He picked up Gabriel's wrists, fingering the cuffs.
Kiddo, you need to leave. I'm not worth you dying.
Gabriel's voice grew strained, and sweat started to bead at his temples.
Cass, please get Dean out of here, Sam ordered.
A moment later, a whisper of air told him that the angel had done just that. He stroked his thumbs over the back of Gabriel's hand.
They'll kill me if I take them from you, won't they?
Sam, you need to...
Sam leaned forward and pressed their foreheads together.
You'd better take care of Dean and Cass, Gabriel, or I'll come back and haunt your ass.
He took a slow inhale and began the chant Gabriel had just rattled off. The cuffs fell from around Gabriel's wrists. He was pretty sure he could hear Gabriel shouting his name. The metal closed over his own wrists. And then it was agony. Gabriel stood at the edge of the heaven that belonged to Sam and Dean Winchester. He could see Sam, happy, in a home by himself. A home he'd share with his brother someday. He swallowed and walked closer, knocking on the front door.
Come on in, Sam called out.
He'd never heard Sam sound like that. Happy. Like all the stress was gone from his life. He was so content here. He shouldn't be considering doing what he was. Gabriel pushed open the door.
Sam?
Gabriel! Sam said, grinning wide. Perfect! I just took cookies out of the oven. Come on in. Sam led the way back to the kitchen, humming as he took down two glasses, pouring milk for them both.
Sam, I'm sorry.
What for? Sam turned and put one glass in front of Gabriel, along with a plate of fresh cookies. Gabriel swallowed. Seeing Sam like this was more painful than he had thought it would be.
Do you remember what happened?
Of course I do. Sam sat down with his own glass and smiled.
I wanted to make sure you were still there to protect Dean and Cass. And you were hurting. I don't like seeing people I love hurting.
Gabriel's eyes went wide.
Love?
Sam nodded and grabbed a cookie, taking a big bite with a happy sigh.
Of course. I've loved you for a while now. I'm just bad at taking a hint, that's all.
Did you come to bring me back? It was rare that Gabriel felt so off-kilter in a conversation.
Are you telling me that you know why I'm here?
Sam blinked.
Isn't that why you're here? That's what I thought would happen.
What? Sam chuckled and took a long sip of milk.
I mean, if you die, we can't replace you or bring you back. No one knows what happens to angels when they die. If I die, well...
Sam gave a small smile. I hoped that maybe you'd come get me if I went down to hell. Gabriel didn't have a physical body, not here in heaven. But even still, the sensation of his mouth going completely dry caught him by surprise.
You planned this. It was more like quick thinking on my feet.
Sam smiled again, then stared down into his milk.
I wasn't going to watch you die, Gabriel.
Gabriel shook his head, still trying to understand that Sam had planned this, had thought he would go to hell. Gabriel?
Yeah, kiddo?
Gabriel looked up at Sam and picked up one of the cookies in front of him. Sam smiled again. I'd do it again, in a heartbeat. Save you. Gabriel stared at Sam. Why? I told you. I love you. Sam finished off his second cookie and smiled. Sam, I've been trying to, well, you know, ask you out or whatever. It's okay, I'm just bad at taking the hint that you aren't interested. Sam gave a hopeless shrug and grinned again. Gabriel rubbed a hand over his face and stared at Sam. The content smile on his face suited him.
But I am interested.
The light of Sam's soul, normally so bright and vibrant, became resplendent in the space of a moment. You are? Sam stood up and walked around the table to Gabriel. Sam, his soul, all of him in that moment, was the most beautiful thing Gabriel had ever seen on heaven or earth.
Yeah, kiddo, I am. I'm sorry it took you dying for me to figure that out.
Sam smiled. Good thing that I fell in love with an angel who can bring me back home. Gabriel stood up as well, pulling Sam in against him. Hold tight, Sammy, he instructed. Don't let go. Sam sat up on the dingy motel bed, his breath rushing in his chest, and he looked frantically around the room. Dean kneeling next to him, his eyes red-rimmed and his mouth a thin line. Cass with an arm around Dean's waist. And Gabriel, sitting on the opposite side of the bed, squeezing his hand tight.
Welcome back to the world of the living, Sam.
Sam grinned, wide and happy, before he grabbed Gabriel's hand and yanked the Archangel into a kiss. He didn't let Gabriel break away for air until he could hear Dean clearing his throat in the background. I knew you'd come get me, he whispered against Gabriel's lips, staring up at him. End.